So welcome everyone to day 36, can you believe it, of the Winter Feast for the Soul. The sun is out, it's getting lighter every day, so lovely. So take a moment to settle into your seat, find a sense of ground, arriving in your body, in the present moment. And in the middle of your own experience, however that is for you today. And continuing our recap of our paramitas, our second paramita is ethical conduct. So taking a moment to just settle into your own moral compass. Really began with a discussion of that sense of having your own moral compass. Because it's hard to have a sense of well-being and happiness if you're always looking over your shoulder. Second-guessing yourself, full of resentments, regretting, but really connecting to our own sense of moral character, whatever that means to us, I think it's really important. And letting that kind of be the ground of our exploration of ethical conduct. And then once we have a sense of connecting to that, really seeing the internal effects of when we're unskillful for ourselves and for everyone around us. So rather than looking at this kind of external guide, but really this internal guide of noticing how it is when we mess up, so to speak, right? What's unskillful for us. And then on the other side of things, noticing when we are skillful, really noticing the internal feeling of that, the internal feeling of being aligned with what we feel is right. My husband and I have this running joke of, like, you know, things will come up and we'll go, well, you're going to have to lay your head on the pillow. You know, as opposed to those things that keep us up, right? Lay your head on the pillow, it's just going to be you. So that's that sense of moral compass. So noticing what's skillful, how that feels to us, and noticing what's unskillful, noticing when we can really have this larger sense of me and others, and that sense of benefiting that whole circle with our actions and particularly with our speech. How we talk to each other and how we speak up for ourselves. So that that 5 minutes or 10 minutes of chatting before we start practice is actually practice. It's an opportunity to really notice how we show up in our speech for ourselves and for others. And then lastly, remembering forgiveness. Remembering we all make mistakes. We make mistakes, the people around us make mistakes, and we have this opportunity for forgiveness for ourselves and for others. So it's not if we mess up, it's when we mess up, because we're all human. And we can always come back to that centered in our own moral compass. And hopefully lay our head on the pillow with a sense of peace, contentment, well-being, and happiness. So letting that be the ground of your practice today, knowing your internal moral compass. So shifting to the formal practice, again, taking your seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, the sense of connection, which can also be the seed of your compass. Remembering that you're connected, that what you do matters, and that we're affected by other people. And from that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, able to go with the flow. allowing your shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening or softening in front, connecting to your tender heart, your sense of care for yourself, for others. Resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and connection of our practice together.